This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The signs are multiplying, the patterns aligning. Yahuwah is speaking through the unfolding of events, and the Watchman must declare what is being revealed. We see the tightening grip of Edom, the fracturing of false alliances, and the accelerating march toward the day of Yahuwah. The death of Khamenei, celebrated in certain circles, is not a cause for rejoicing, but a signal of escalating instability, a removal of a regional counterweight that invites further conflict, as Yeshayahu foretold of the shifting sands and broken alliances in the lands beyond. The world seeks to fill the void, to re-establish order, but Yahuwah's order is not found in earthly power plays. Consider the Strait of Hormuz, now aflame. The attack on the Al-Rikayat, a vessel carrying the lifeblood of the nations, is not simply an economic disruption. It is a demonstration of force, a calculated move to exert control over a vital artery of global trade. Yah warned of a time when the fields would wither and the cisterns would fail, when the flow of sustenance would be cut off. The Strait of Hormuz, strategically vital for those nations who have forsaken their Creator, is becoming a source of tribulation, a manifestation of judgment for disobedience. True Israel, scattered among the nations, must recognize this as a sign, a warning of the unraveling of the current world order. And what of the so-called nation of Israel? The brazen declaration to target Iranian leadership, issued with chilling casualness, lays bare the true nature of the conflict. This is not self-defense, but a preordained assault fueled by the relentless hostility of Edom. The seed of Esau, through the modern state of Israel, seeks not peace but perpetual war, a continuation of the ages-old struggle against the seed of Jacob. To speak of security is a deception. This is a religious and ideological war, driven by a lust for land and power that defies Yahuwah's law. The prophetic scriptures speak of a time of tribulation, and the actions of the Israeli government are hastening its arrival. We observe, too, the internal decay. The Knesset's attempt to strip authority from the Attorney General, disguised as procedural reform, is a clear manifestation of defiance. Yahuwah's word is explicit. A people who reject righteous counsel will fall into ruin. Proverbs echoes this truth, warning of the consequences of dismissing correction and embracing wickedness. This is not an isolated incident. It is part of a larger pattern of consolidating power, silencing dissent, and enforcing a narrow ideology. Coupled with the media overhaul and gender segregation legislation, we see a regime gripped by fear, fear of truth, fear of exposure, and fear of Yahuwah's judgment. Scattered Israel, discern this moment. We are witnesses to the unfolding of prophecy, the patterns of transgression laid bare before our eyes. Even in Gaza, the facade crumbles. The dismantling of Hamas's civilian governing body, reported as a mere administrative shift, is a symptom of deeper spiritual and political decay. For 20 years, Hamas has attempted to establish a false authority over a territory rightfully belonging to the covenant people of Israel. This dissolution is not a prelude to reconciliation, but a confession of failure, an acknowledgement that their attempts to govern have come to naught. Yahuwah is not mocked. The nations that divide his land and attempt to rule over his inheritance will face his righteous judgment. Hamas, like the modern state of Israel, has been an instrument of that judgment, a tool in the hands of Edom to delay the restoration of Israel. The mainstream press will offer explanations, narratives designed to obscure the truth. They will speak of political maneuvering, economic pressures, and regional conflicts. But the Watchman sees beyond the surface, recognizing the hand of Yahuwah at work. These events are not isolated incidents. They are pieces of a larger mosaic, revealing the unraveling of the current world order. The FBI's complicity in speech suppression, the attacks on global trade routes, the escalating aggression in the Middle East, all are signs of the times, warnings of the coming day. The exposure of the FBI's payments to social media giants to suppress dissenting voices confirms what we have long known. The systems of this world are built on deception. Yahuwah warned through his prophets that the last days would be marked by a tightening of control, a silencing of truth, and a persecution of those who proclaim his covenant. The actions of the FBI are a clear act of tyranny, a continuation of the ancient pattern of Edom, seeking to destroy the seed of Israel, to silence the witnesses to truth, and to usurp the authority that belongs to Yahuwah alone. For scattered Israel, this is a time to awaken, to remember the covenant, and to prepare for the coming restoration. Do not be deceived by the false promises of the world, nor by the empty rhetoric of the nations. Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms, and he will fulfill his purposes in his time. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.